Welcome to How Now, the podcast where we talk about how to live in the now. And here's your host, Kim Martin Raymond.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. I am your host, Kim Martin Raymond. I am a minister, spiritual life coach, author, holistic nutritionist, and founder of Redefining You LLC, where I help my clients to realign themselves, mind, body, and spirit. And if you are new to the show and joining us for the first time, welcome. You are now part of the How Now Podcast family. So make sure that you go to my website, www.hownowpodcast.com. Click on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe. You can also go to the bottom of the page on my website and click on the banner at the bottom of the page, and it will take you to the How Now YouTube channel, where you can find out what's going on in my now, check out my playlist, check out things that I'm doing with the Tuesday. I have a lot of things going on. So make sure that you like, follow, share, and subscribe, and make sure that you click that notification bell so you always know what's happening in the now. And again, that's www.hownowpodcast.com. So let's get into our show for this evening. For those who have been following me for some time, my guest will look a little familiar to you. He was a guest on my show back in June of 2022. And of course, as is customary with the How Now podcast, I'm going to give him an opportunity to introduce himself or reintroduce himself at this time. It's all yours.
Hello. It's good to be with you, Ms. Kim. As always, we bump on social media. It's good to be back. I'm Ed Johnson, a.k.a. Dr. Love. That's Dr. The Real Deal Love, because I give women the real deal.
Yes, so glad to have you back on the show. Glad to be talking about, because there are always so many aspects of relationships and love. And like he said, he's the real deal, y'all, the real deal. So like, again, I'm happy to have you here. And what we're going to be talking about this evening is interesting. You know, we're going to be talking about the art of arguing. You're like, what? It's an art? Okay. You know, it's an interesting and captivating title, because, you know, there are so many ways, you know, in which we communicate. And sometimes we communicate through argument and through arguing, you know, but it's a matter of us making sure that we're communicating effectively. And more importantly, that we're setting boundaries. And we're hearing a lot of that as we're going through. There have been so many buzzwords that have been coming up, you know, as of late. And, you know, one of those things is, you know, setting boundaries and making sure that you know, when we're communicating with people, that we are expressing empathy, that we're not discounting how people feel about the things that are going on around them. But then also that we, you know, are getting in a space of learning how to respond as opposed to reacting to the things that are going on around us, because that's going to take us so much further in all aspects of our life when we learn to speak from a place of wisdom, where we learn to communicate from a place of understanding and getting there. So we're going to take a nice deep dive into that. But before we do that, like I said, Dr. Love hasn't been with me since June of 2022. So we're on almost 2 years. So it's been a long time. So tell me what's been going on, because we were right in the thick of the, coming towards the midpoint of the pandemic. So let's talk a little bit about what's been going on with you since then.
Oh, well, a lot has been going on, you know. In relationships, I have the phrase that I say, you know, life is one big relationship, you know, made up of so many different ones, you know, under the umbrella of life. And, you know, when it comes down to relationships, I've started saying, you know, in order for us to win in relationships, we really have to redefine some things, you know, we have to change the narrative. You know what I'm saying? And changing the narrative means we get a chance to talk and discuss and, you know, just kind of like bring people to the place where we can actually come to the table of reasoning and kind of like hear each other. Stephen Covey taught us in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. He said, first, seek to understand and then to be understood. So it's so important to take a moment, and you know, it's good for you to hear me, but you know, when I can take time and hear you and just kind of like understand, you know, relationship is how we're relating to each other. So I'm really excited about the fact that, you know, I'm in this arena. My goal is, I used to say, we want men and women in healthy relationships, but we need, it's not just a want, it's beyond a want. We need men and women in healthy relationships, you know?
Absolutely.
And then the sidebar of it is the children that we bring in.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the other component, you know what I'm saying? When you have two people come together in love and then you bring forth that child, those children, you know, it's like those children said, listen, you know, if you're arguing, if you're getting along, if you're not, the children's like, listen, I didn't ask to come here. Y'all sent for me. So y'all get this together.
That's right. It's critical. And like I said, I think about the relationships, because we saw during that time of pandemic, we saw a lot of relationships that dissolved. You know, people had an opportunity to sit with each other and they were just like, hey, wait a minute. I don't know if I like you.
We saw a lot
of that. And so, you know, I know that the dynamic changed. And so, you know, a lot of people were sitting with themselves. Some people were not really pleased, but, you know, they were taking a hard look at themselves in the mirror and then saying, I'm not really happy with myself. And so people, I think, were taking a step back, you know, and some things and really reevaluating their relationships. And so I'm sure it was a busy time.
Busy time. And a great time of reflecting, because, you know, like you said, you start really seeing what you've never saw before. And, you know, I would say that to my children, and they started catching on as time will unfold. It's like, what am I looking at? And yet I'm not seeing, you know?
I like that. What am I looking at and what I'm not seeing?
And I'm not seeing it. And I'm looking right at it. And you know, that happens all the time. You know, our parents used to say, if it was a snake, it would have bit you, you know?
That's right. You know, I think about that because there are times, I think, in all of our lives where we've looked in the mirror and you're not really looking at yourself. You're looking at everything that's behind you in that mirror, but you're not really looking at yourself. And so, I mean, it's a lot of self-reflection. It's a lot of seeing where I am, because, you know, we've been hearing a lot about the fact that we have to love ourselves before we can love others.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think that's been a big thing. A lot of people have been self-reflecting. And so relationships have taken on a different dynamic. So what are some new things that you've been experiencing in that arena of relationships, you know, over these past couple of years? You know, what are some of the things that you've seen that may not necessarily new, but things that have been trending as far as relationships, or the things that you've been hearing or people have been coming to you about?
It's a plethora of things, you know, when it comes down to relationships. As always, you have the relationships that are not working and going where they need to be going. So you have that aspect of it where, you know, you have two people who came together not for all the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you always have that area where, you know, it's like the thing where I was talking with someone and said, well, how did we meet? Well, at first it was just a hookup. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was just a hookup, you know, and it's okay, a hookup, you know, and then, you know, after the hookup, they said, we caught feelings, you know, and that's one of the, you know, that's one of the danger areas when you just have, you know, two people coming together. We're just coming together. It's nothing there, but it's always, when two people come together, when a man and woman comes together, there is always connecting. There's some bonds, there's some emotions, and the most important thing, there are feelings. Feelings are the power players. You know what I'm saying? You know, once the feelings start, then that's when things change. That's when, it's a little more difficult. So, you have that, area that you're working with. So, you have that part. And then you have the other areas where people are, the relationship is good, people are progressing, but how do we deal with conflict? You know what I'm saying? There's some things that we don't see eye to eye on. There's some things that we didn't discuss at the very beginning. So you have those areas and issues that you have to work with. And then last but not least, you have blended family issues, where, he comes together, he has a child or two, she has a child or two, and now we're together, we're co-parenting his children that are not mine, my children that are not his. Now we've got to develop, a level of understanding, a deeper level of sensitivity, because the children, without saying it audibly, you're not my mother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or you're not my father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Right.
in other words, they're saying, don't come up in here trying
Right. 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 You're trying to
to.
regulate
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Don't come up in here trying to flex. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
Right.
you have that component. So, those are the challenges for relationships. And, relationships are always challenging. And, it's been said this way, growth and development is the only guarantee that tomorrow is going to be better.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. But you said something that really, really resonated. People start the relationships, like you said, with the hookup and with the catching feelings and all those things. And then we always hear that they talk about how, especially if it becomes physical, that those soul ties are developed, And so now you're connected in a way that's deeper before you even had the conversation about what happens after that, because if the hookup goes, like you said, beyond that, excuse me, beyond that one night stand or beyond that, couple of weeks, we just in the friend zone or we just hooking up periodically. When it does, like you said, when it does get to, hey, let's take this to the next level, and you haven't had those conversations, then of course, that's where the tensions start to mount and where the heated conversations take place. And just like you said, especially with blended families, you're not my mother, you're not my father. And then how do you deal with that? Because some people take offense when you try to tell them about their children. They're not yours. People feel some kind of way about that. So you have to be real careful, about those conversations. And sometimes, those aren't the conversations you're having when you're laying next to each other in bed.
That's right.
So I definitely see where, once those tensions start mounting, how do we start developing? And like you said, those arguments come up, those heated conversations. Where do we go from there?
That's right. That's right. Because the thing that really happens is, the act, the act of becoming intimate, knowing each other on the spiritual level, at on an intimate level, and we don't even know each other on a physical level. I mean, I don't really know him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't really know her. And when you don't really know that individual, it's like we've got all these ties and feelings and emotions and the drama. We have all that in common, but I really don't know you. And if I don't know you, how can I really like you or love you? You know what I'm saying? So it just leads for so much work, so much back and forth, so much inconsistency in terms of how do we begin to resolve some of the differences that we have when we really haven't even had Back in the day, it was a song they wrote about that. Let's be friends first, then lovers. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's easier to talk to your friend. You know what I'm saying? If we have some friendship or we had some, you know, camaraderie before, you know, we have a foundation that we can at least, you know, because you got to get out of bed. You're going to get, you know, things are going to change. And what have we built between each other? You know what I'm saying? So those are the areas that, you know, we're struggling with as a society, because in our society, you know, we believe in instant gratification, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Overnight success, you know, it's everything is, you know, everything is just here now, you know, no kind of waiting. So that lends itself to us really not understanding how life really works. Nothing is really overnight. Nothing is really that quick or that easy.
I mean, and it becomes a challenge because, you know, like you said, you either see where it's more of a physical connection and that's what's keeping the relationship together. And then I'm seeing on the other spectrum where it's almost like a business agreement. We're just going to get together because you've got money, you've got this, we've got these things together. And then it almost becomes like it's a business agreement. It's not a relationship. And there's something that needs to happen in the middle there that makes for those long-lasting relationships. I think about my parents. They've been together, oh my goodness, this year, July, will be 57 years.
Whoa.
But they've been together 61 years. They've been together since my mom was 14 and my dad was 17. And I had instance to go and see them recently, and my dad said, you know, he still calls my mom his girl. He's like, you know, your mom's my girl. That's that special kind of love. They've been together. They've cultivated it and made it something beautiful, you know? And I think about, you know, as a kid, I was like, you know, I don't recall them ever arguing, but there was one thing that they said, and some years ago, they brought it to my attention. They used to always say knife. My dad would say knife and my mom would say fork. And I was like, okay, we were always like, what does that mean? Me and my brother and my sister used to be like, what does that mean? And finally I asked my mom and she was like, that just means whatever disagreement we were having, it's over. We settled it. It's done.
It's done.
So it was like, we put a knife and a fork in it, it's done. And so I was just like, wow. But they learned that art of communicating, or that art of arguing, where it wasn't anything that we saw. We see so many explosive arguments, people throwing hands and all kinds of things. And it's just like, how do we get there? Or how do we get to this space where it's just always been so, where it's physical, or it's more, like I said, like a business partnership or a business agreement, and feels like the relationship is lost.
And see, you know, one of the things that we, you know, that I think is so important is to understand, the culture we live in, you know, puts so many emphasis on what you have rather than who you are. You know what I'm saying? See, who are you? Who are we? You know, as people, who are we? And, you know, when you start looking at that aspect in terms of the personal aspect of what happens, you know, when I talk about changing the narrative, that's one of the things that I really started last year, is saying in order for relationships to really survive and, more importantly, thrive, you know, we've got to change the narrative. Mm-hmm. And I started saying, I wanted to put another element in when it came down to relationships, because when a man and woman comes together, we're so quick to say it's a relationship. So I said, I want to change the narrative. When a man and woman comes together, instead of saying it's a relationship, I want you to understand first, it's an interaction.
Yes.
Okay. We got two people coming together. It's an interaction. It's not a relationship. It's an interaction. We're interacting. We're exchanging information, ideology, you know, past experiences. You know what I'm saying? And we will progress. You see what I'm saying? We progress down the road to relationships, but just understanding it's an interaction. And how do we stay strong and have a healthy interaction? You understand what I'm saying?
I love that. And that's what should be, because we're so quick to label things, and we're so quick to
Put
put things in a box and
a
try to
bow
make
on
it
it and
so
tell you.
nicely. Because, and I know, especially as a woman, because I'm like, oh, what are we doing here? What are we
Yeah,
doing?
where are we
Am I your
going?
boo? Am I your boo thing? And are we saying that we're a couple? Are we in the friend zone? What are we doing? We're always looking to label things, and then you almost feel like, now I'm stuck in that. And some people will run from that just from the fact that I don't want this to be labeled anything, because just like you said, it's an interaction first. We need to exchange information. I'm trying to check things out. I'm trying to take this for a little test drive first to make sure that it's something that I want. And you're saying, no, here's the keys. Let's just get in it. It's yours. He's like, wait a minute, I don't know that I wanted this yet. Like, yeah.
Yeah, giving you the owner's card, right? The owner's card. I don't want the owner's card.
And I'm not there yet. I'm still trying to navigate and figure things out. So I definitely love that. Interaction over relationship is huge, because that's what it is. I need to figure some things out. We need to have some conversations. And that's where, once that physical gets in there, it gets a little muddled, and we get stuck on what feels good instead of, okay, what's good for long term? What's going to be in my best interest for long term? Yeah.
Yes. You know, long term, healthy,
Yes.
relationships is, is what we really want. And as we talk, as we develop tonight's topic in terms of arguing, the art of arguing, see, that's when two people come together and you have a foundation built on conversation and communication. I always like to stipulate the difference between the two, because conversation, you can only have a conversation with words. You know what I'm saying? Words are involved with a conversation. Communication can take place with or without words. See, I can communicate without saying a word. Okay. So you can get my drift by how I treat you, how I adjust my body towards you. The facial gestures I make to you. You understand? See, all these are different ways of communicating without really having a conversation. So when you put a healthy communication, a healthy conversation together, now you're starting to build a foundation that allows you to be able to argue, disagree agreeably. You know what I'm saying? See, we can argue and disagree agreeably. Okay. We don't have to, we don't have to, be at that space where it's like, early on in my marriage, you gotta have the last word. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got to be the one that, you know what I'm saying? You got to be the one that, gives the final argument, but when it comes down to really understanding the art, it's so important to understand, one, you don't have to always have the last say. And then there are times when you have to say, let's put a hold on this now, and we'll pick back up on it later, because, it's getting a little warm in here.
But just like you said, being able to recognize that, yeah, okay, we're getting to a place where, it's dangerous. I think when I think about my own marriage, sometimes, if there's something that we're disagreeing on, I may say to myself, okay, is this something, what do I want the end result to be? Do I want to be able to lay next to my husband at the end of the evening and cuddle with him and tell him how much I love him? Well, do I want to go to bed with my back turned to him, like, don't touch me? You know what I'm
Yes.
saying? So I try to think, okay, is this something? And then sometimes I even say, is it important for me to win, quote unquote win? Or is it more important for me to say, I need to get my, I need to make my point here? Is it something that's worth making a point? Or is it something I can let go? Because like I said, every battle is not one that has to be fought. And I think sometimes we get caught up in that. I like you said, I have to have the last word. I need to say the last thing. Do you really have to? And it takes a special person because, like I said, sometimes you're going to say, yes, I do. Yes, I need to have the last word. You're lucky that I'm not the outline. You don't want it to get to that point. But I think it is. It's important, to be able to say, okay, it is it worked? What do I want to happen at the end of this night? Do I want my husband to know that I still love him and that yeah, we may have had disagreement, but I want to cuddle tonight, or do I want to turn my back?
That's real.
Just like you said, it's I love that you talk about that whole conversation over communication, because there is a definite communication, like you said. I mean the conversation is words. Communication, like you said, is so much more. So much more. Okay, because our body language, our facial expression, everything resonates when we upset. Okay, my husband on quiet storm. He's just like, he calls me face. He says, your face says a thousand things. My face says I'm happy, I'm mad, stay away from me. My face says everything. I can't fight it. So there's so much more that comes to communication, because the words coming out of your mouth can say one thing, and your facial expression, your body language says something totally
A
different.
whole other thing. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
And
I love that.
I'm finding myself as, as time goes on, I was talking with someone and I was sharing with them, you get in, you get in a debate or a topic that kind of like it gets hot and heavy. And you've got to be able to say, as you were just mentioning it, it's not a matter oftentimes of who's right, it's what's right. You know what I'm saying? See, what's the right thing to do at this point? You know what I'm saying? Because who's right? He's right. Who's right? You know what I mean? What is right? What is the right thing? And as you begin to say, there are those times when it's like, is this that important where I have to be, where it has to be said? Some things have to be said. Other things, you don't have to, you don't always have to say it. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things that we really got to understand when it comes down to relationships. I was on a show and we were talking, when two people come together, we bring all of our garbage. We bring all of our baggage. That's both good and bad. Okay. Now, the success of the relationship is based on our ability, our technique, on how we, the term that I use, how do I file the pain of my past? You know what I'm saying? Where, the pain of my past, where is it filed? Where is it held? Where is it stationed? Where is it located? Because, sometime we're not arguing about what's really happening here. There are some things, it's like the straw that broke the camel's back. Well, it's really not this straw, but it's so many other straws that I'm carrying, you know what I'm saying? Until I get here and you just get, I just explode on you, but it's really not just you and me. You follow what I'm saying? So, the pain of my past and the things that I've gone through, the insecurities that I'm carrying, the pain that I haven't relinquished. See, so all those things are in the mix, and we have to begin to understand and be sensitive, you know what I'm saying, to each other, as you as your husband began to say, when I look in your eyes are the windows of your life. You know what I'm saying?
That makes perfect sense. I mean, and getting into a space of empathy, like I said, and that's a buzzword we hear a lot too. And just being able to acknowledge that someone feels the way they feel about something, and that and sometimes a lot of it is that's what we want to hear. We just want you to acknowledge and not discount. We always hear on social media, "Oh, you're being extra. You're doing the most." But for me, it's my reality. It's something that I'm experiencing, or something that I'm feeling. You never want somebody to just discount that and be like, oh, yeah, you're doing the most. Why are you even saying that? It's real to them. And I think that we get offended when we feel that our thoughts or our feelings or our emotions about something are invalid because you just felt like it's nothing to you. But it puts it changes the dynamic of the conversation or of the communication when we at least say, I'm sorry that you had that experience. It's all about acknowledging that somebody felt that way about something and not just saying, that can't be because you didn't have that experience. People want to be valued. People want people to recognize that they are feeling some way about something. You don't have to agree with it, but at least acknowledge that that was my feeling or my thought. That's where I try to,
And you, yes, sir. And you're entitled to that. You're entitled to your feelings,
Because I feel like when the arguments come, someone's just feeling like, I've got to make my case. I've got to beat that into that person. But, is it really, where do we find that place of being able to say, all right, I've enough? Because in the heat of the moment, we say and do things that, are not going to, benefit either one of us. So it's like where is that starting point? Where do we, because in the heat of the moment, I may not remember. I'm so mad, I may not remember. So, what are some things that we do?
That's such a good point. And when you said that, in terms of we're so busy fighting, each other, the shift in the relationship. It becomes when you say, okay, we've had some arguments, like the art of arguing. We've had some arguments, we have some disagreements, but there has to be a point in the relationship where we argue for each other. We argue for our relationship. You
I
understand what I'm
like that.
saying? When do we fight for our relationship? You know what I'm saying? See, so that, that's you and me holding hands and saying, we're fighting any opposing force that tries to come between us. You know what I'm saying? We begin to, we begin to lock arms, and locking arms means that, the Three Musketeers would say it, one for all and all for one. You know what I'm saying? See, so to lock arms, and then we fight each other, we argue, but then we begin to fight for ourselves. We fight for the relationship, we fight for coming together, we fight for what's right rather than who's right. You know what I'm saying? So that's also a very component, that's the crowning point of the relationship, when we come together and we fight for the relationship. Now you're making progress now.
That's right. That's right. I love that. I love that. Right. Fighting for the relationship because it's like, all right, we can have the argument, but what are we going to do moving forward? We just going to put this to bed until the next time we argue over the same thing again. Like you said, you have to get to that point where what's right. And, if we're going to agree to disagree, then it shouldn't be something that's going to be reoccurring, that's going to keep on coming up, because then that means that we haven't got to a point of resolution. And so, just like I like that you said that. And now it's about fighting for the relationship. And not letting that thing that's trying to put a wedge between us. Now we're working together to push that wedge out. So that we can, I love that. I love that. That's my aha, y'all. That's my aha. I hope y'all writing it down. That's my aha. Okay. Fight for what's right over who's right. I love that you say that. And then yes, and then argue for the relationship. Those are huge. Those are huge. If any takeaways I've gotten from it, it's that fight for the relationship. What's right over who's right? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And and it's something like you said, and you have to trust the process. It's a process. It's not something that happens overnight.
Wow.
But
Yes.
you know, if we're in a relationship, is it good for us to just try to come together and just say, hey, you know, while we're not in this heated state, to just say, you know, I know we there's some things that you know we've disagreed on upon in the past. Can we talk about it? Is that a good way to do it too? Where we're not in that tense, you know, emotional state. And just, you know, hey, we're going out, we're having a night out. Not to say that we're trying to create any type of adversity or to start an argument, but just while we're in, you know, while we're cuddled up and while we're loving on each other, just to say, hey, you know, well, let's just, you know, talk about this. How, you know, are there other ways that we can approach that fighting for each other? How do we go about that process?
That is so good because one relationship, you know, as we progress it from interaction into relationship, you know, we progress forward. The relationship is worth fighting for. It's worth it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we are all progressing. We're all getting older. We're all moving forward, you know. And, you know, as we reach those years, it's nothing like building history, building memories, you know what I'm saying? Building the experiences. You remember when see, all that, you can't put a price on that. You know what I'm saying? You can't put a price on that. So when you really understand relationship, you know, how we relate. You know, I always say relationship, it's how we relate to those in the ship with us. And, you know, that those are our loved ones, our family. They're in the ship with us. How do we relate to them? And you hit it when you said to respond rather than to react. You know what I'm saying? Because to react doesn't take any thinking. You know, it's no processing. You just, you know, just react, wham, you know. But to respond, you know, the you know, now we're mixed. That's mixed in with some thought, some love, some consideration. You know, you said some empathy, you know what I'm saying? Sympathy. You know, once you really mix all that up in there, it really starts taking the edge off of the words that would normally bite. You know what I'm saying? It would normally, you know, you know, I don't mean to offend you. I don't want to offend you. However, I do need some clarity. I do need to address, you know what I'm saying? Some things.
Yes, I love that. I mean, that's important because that's the one thing too. I ask a lot of questions because I'm like, let me be clear. Well, let me just repeat it. You're speaking to my spirit on that one because that's what I do. I'm always like, no, wait a minute. Let me just make sure that I heard this correctly. But I'm like, because sometimes there's a lot of misunderstanding. Sometimes in the heat of you know wanting to be right and wanting to you know have your thoughts at the ready to be able to you know clap back. Sometimes we don't hear what was said or we miss it or we misinterpret it. And instead of saying, wait a minute, let me make sure, you know, so or let me make sure that I understand what you're saying. But then sometimes you may realize, no, that's not what I meant, or that's not what I said. And then, you know, that was an argument that didn't need to happen because there was a misunderstanding because we didn't stop to say, wait a minute, let me make sure I'm clear on this. You know? I was like, yeah, I'm good for that. I'm like, wait a minute, I have questions. Just like, wait a minute. Because I thought I heard, because sometimes it's like you said, the communication, sometimes it's in a text, sometimes it's in, you know, words, sometimes it's a matter of, sometimes if I'm not clear on something, I'll call my husband, say, hey, wait a minute. See, I know we were going back and forth. Sometimes, you know, the order of the text don't come out right. And then we're having an argument or a disagreement on something that was a misunderstanding or something that came, you know, that wasn't viewed in the proper context. So I think it, like you said, it's so important for us to be able to ask those questions. Hey, wait, let me ask those clarifying questions. Wait a minute, did you say this or did you mean that? Or what did you mean when you said that? Because sometimes it's taken out of context. And I think a lot of that, you know, a lot of what we find out is misunderstanding. And then you have people who are not willing to apologize. when there's a misunderstanding, and then that becomes an issue. It was like, okay, you realize you just like, my bad. And I'm like, wait a minute, is this your bad? That's all you know? No, you're not gonna apologize. It's my bad. What does that mean? No. I think there's a lot of that happens too, you know, and being able to say, you know, I'm sorry, or oh, I'm misunderstood. And being able to diffuse it before it gets to that point of escalation.
Yeah, that's so important, because those are the three components: what I said, what you heard, and what I meant.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? See, those are the three components that oftentimes, you know, gets misconstrued or get in the way, because those are the variables. You know what I'm saying? You know, well, that's what, you know, that's what you said. That's not what I meant. What did you hear? You know what I'm saying? What, you know what I'm saying? What you,
Right.
you know, what did you hear? What did I mean? You know what I'm saying? See, so all those are the variables that, you know, that we have to be clear on, as you said, just getting clarification on those variables, because that's how it goes. You know, someone said, when it came down to a book, they said, you know, when you read a book the second time, we oftentimes say, I didn't see the first time what I saw the second time. But he was telling me, he said, that's not true. When you read a book a second time, there's a part of you that's there the second time that wasn't there the first time.
Wasn't there the first time?
You know what I'm saying? See, there's a part of you that's there. There's a part of you that's present now. So the part of you that's present now causes you to see more. You
Right.
know, as you grow more, you see more. As you develop more, you understand more. So that's why those components, you know, what you said, what I heard, what you meant, you know what I'm saying? What, you know, all those components just kind of like starts to go in there, because as more of us is present, the bulk of us is present, the developing
Yes.
part of us is present, we begin to get a clearer understanding. And if it's not clear, as you said, go back in for clarification. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? And
Yeah.
to this day, I still practice, because, you know, in my relationship early on, I was a hothead. I didn't want to hear it. You know, I just fly off the handle. You know what I mean? Oh Lord. I mean, I was just pathetic. You know what I'm saying? And I started learning, and my godmother said that to me. When I was doing her hair one time, you know, she said, we always talk about a lot of things, but we really never talk about the art of listening. And I said, you, when she said that, I said, that's me, the art of listening, you know, not listening. And that's one of the things that I work and practice, not listening to be able to respond quickly. You know what I'm saying? Not listening and preparing my response or my retort, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But listening as the art of listening, to hear, you know? So that's something that is ongoing for me, because my nature, you know what I'm saying? As, you know, as this is, you know, I need to be heard. You need to understand what I'm saying, you know? I mean, I raised five children, and it was like, you know, we were just kind of like, this is what we're doing.
Right.
And as time goes on, you know, you start understanding, ah, there's some things here that need to change. You know what I'm saying? There's some things that, you know, we need to rethink, you know. And those are the things that I started realizing, you know, in developing my children. Sometime I would have a conversation before we have the conversation. You know what I'm saying? You know, so sometimes we got to have that, you know, we got to have that conversation first. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to have this conversation. But before we get there, let's set up some, as you said earlier, let's set up some guidelines and boundaries,
Right, right,
and
right.
get things structured here. So when we
Yeah.
enter into it,
That's right.
you know what I'm
That's right.
saying? We
That's
done laid
right.
the foundation. We done prepped
That's right. That's right. It goes back to that cliche. Like you said, when you know better, you do better. You know, and that's the hope that you get to that point. You know, I think about a place that I was employed at, and then I went back. Wasn't necessarily that They changed, but I did. The way that I handled things, the way that I thought, that the boundaries that I had set, made it different the next time that I was there. Because sometimes it may not be that the person that you're in communication with changes, but we have to make sure that we're changing and that we're putting ourselves in the best position to deal with the circumstance, as opposed to pushing it on the other person to change, because we can only, be responsible for ourselves. But sometimes we put that, on somebody else. No, it's you. You're the one that's the problem, and never wanting to take on some of that responsibility for ourselves. Now, it doesn't mean that we're always wrong and that person is always right, or vice versa. It's just a matter of saying, okay, where am I in this relationship? Where do I want it to go? I'm always looking at the end. What is the end result? What do I want, this relationship to be? Do I want it to be something that lasts a lifetime? Is this the person that's my lifelong partner? Is this what I want to do or not? And I think at some point we have to come to terms with that. What am I looking for in this relationship? And if I'm looking to strengthen it, just like you said, am I willing to meet with that person and say, hey, let's fight for this relationship? And that is something that's mutual. And it's not just you fighting for a relationship, and the other person is like, look, you can leave tomorrow. No. Yeah. Like you said, we got to lay some foundation here to figure out, okay, what are we doing here and where are we going?
Yeah,
I like it.
that's good. That's good. That's good. And in my in my talking and working with couples, I created a term that I use. I call it perfecting myself on you. Perfecting myself on my wife. There's things that I really don't necessarily like for her to do or want for her to do, but perfecting myself, say, I accept it because that's what you want to do. I don't understand it. You don't have to understand. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. If that's you, go at it. You know what I'm saying? Perfecting myself. And that's, that takes time, it's growth and development, but that's what it's all about. That's what life is all about, is the growth, the development, the understanding. Do I have to understand everything? No, you don't. Okay, you don't have to understand. In fact, you're not going to understand. But can you accept the fact that you don't understand and it's still okay?
But to me, at the end of the day, it sounds like it starts with us.
It
It
starts
starts
with me.
with us as the individual. Then it goes out, and then, like I said, then it's once we've gotten to a place where we can get in our mind what's going to work for us, what our triggers are, what those things are that we need to work on within ourselves, then again, then we're better equipped to fight for the relationship. It may be that, some relationships, you can use your hands to fight, and I'm talking about as an analogy, as opposed to, some of them we may need some ammunition. We may need a little bit more than that. It's just, I think, a matter of determining where we are in this relationship so that we know how hard we have to fight. And if it's and are we willing to come together and say, okay, yeah, I agree that we gonna do this together. This is where I want us to be. This is where I want our relationship to go. So let's do this together. And I love that you say that. It's about, the art of arguing is about not fighting with each other, but fighting for a relationship. That's huge. That's huge. That's why you're the real Dr. Love.
Thank you so much.
Like, I was like, oh yes, that I mean, that's what it's not about fighting each other. It's like you said, it's about fighting for what's right over who's right. Huge. That's huge. And it's just a matter of getting to that process, getting to know ourselves better. And just like you said, the root is us. You know, because in any relationship that we're going to be in, whether it's professional or whether it's personal, things like that, we're the common denominator. We're going to be, you know, when you put that line down there, we're always going to be there. And then it's going to be how we interact with all of those other aspects of the relationships that we build.
That's right. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And it's
That's
just like, are we ready? So yeah, it's first going to start, you know, I'm going to fight for loving myself. And then if I'm in a relationship, we're going to fight for this relationship. And I think
Absolutely.
that is the art of arguing altogether. Just giving it a different definition and saying, yeah, it's not about arguing with each other. It's about arguing for or fighting for this relationship. Yeah.
And we were talking about that earlier, you know, and you used the right word, and it just blessed me to hear it come out of your mouth. You used the word harmony, because those are the ingredients, you know, things that I just like, you know, to put in ourselves, you know, to put in myself, to put in my thinking, you know what I'm saying, to put it in my DNA. So, you know, there's a harmony, you know, there's a harmony within me, you know, and that harmony within me, you begin to affect, you know what I'm saying, you begin to affect those, you know, we're effective, you know what I'm saying, and we affect people, you know what I'm saying, our mates, you know, I say it all the time, a better me makes a better you, you know what I'm saying, because you're gonna get better, you're gonna improve as I get better, you know what I'm saying, so we just got to know the effect that we have on each other, powerful effect.
That's right. I love that. Like you said, it's all about harmony. It's like you said earlier, like you said, we were talking about it. It's the music of our lives. What are we doing to create that harmony? That, you know, because like I said, it's not about balance. It's not always this or that. Sometimes it's that fluid motion. How do we get all these things to work together? And as we were talking earlier, it's a matter of you know, when things get a little pitchy and things don't quite sound right, okay, what can we do to fine-tune those areas so that the music is sweet, so that the relationships that we're building are sweet, so that life becomes sweeter and this becomes a beautiful melody for everyone that's a part of that sheet of music that we call our lives. It's got to be about creating that harmony. And you know, like I said, it takes practice, just like with any music, any type of fancy, it takes practice. It takes repetition until we, and it takes tweaking and tuning till we get it to where it's just right, you know? And once we get there, then we can enjoy that music. Then we can dance to that music,
Dance, it's time to
you know?
dance.
Boy, I'm telling you know, that it relationships and just the whole aspect of it, there are so many twists and turns to it, but it's what we make it. It does not have to be something that is negative. It doesn't have to be something, like you said, where it's a right or wrong. It's just, how can we make it sweeter? How can we make it something where we're all walking away with the beautiful experience that comes from being connected with each other, or with any situations that we have? I think that that's so important, you know, for us to develop. And you know, as we get older, we're learning. As we get older, we're learning some things, but you know, we want the young people to learn those things too, you know.
The sooner the
Yeah,
better. The
the
sooner the
sooner
better.
the better. And then you're not getting to a point of saying, well, you know, I wish I would have done that a long time ago. I wish I, that's why I'm grateful for platforms like this where we can talk about these things, where we can bring these things to light, where we can take a deeper dive and figure out, you know, where we want to be. And you know, like I said, the more we know, the more we grow. You know, we learn from our wound to our tomb. There's never a day that we're not blessed to learn something, even if it's something minute that you know, that we can grow from. But it's taking that information and using it to create better versions of ourselves.
Yes,
You
that's
know?
important.
Yes, like I said, everything that you've shared today is something that, you know, I'm all about toolboxes this year, and talking about our mental, physical, and spiritual toolboxes and having things that equip us. And here it is. This one has filled our mental and our spiritual toolbox. These are things that we can reach back to, to remember and to be mindful of as we're going through, the different aspects of our life. So I'm grateful for the tools that you've given us this evening, for the things that we've talked about. And like I said, run it back. Make sure that you're listening to it again. I hope you are taking notes, because all right, we dropped some, we got some excellent nuggets today. And of course, it is always a pleasure, like I said, having you on the show. I'm so glad that you came back to share with us. And you're part of the How Now family. And just like I said, things change 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 months, 2 years from now. So you're always welcome to come back to tell us what's happening in your now. But before we wrap things up, of course, I want people to know how they can get in contact with you, how they can reach out and connect with you with regards to relationships and things that you've got coming down the pike. So let people know how they can get in contact with you.
Well, it's very simple to get in touch with me. I am Dr. The Real Deal Love. That's my website, drtherealdeallove.com. That's Dr. TheRealDealLove.com. That's my website. You can also email. My email is drlove, drlove1024@gmail.com. You can text me at 215-840-7289, and you can just reach out to me. Because I'm always available, always ready to take the next relationship and see if we can't take it to the next level. I oftentimes say to people, listen, don't be so busy with life and earning a living that when it's time to die, you say, I've really never taken time to live. You know what I'm saying? So it's important, as busy as you are, as much as life is full, don't be so busy. You know, earning a living that you don't take time to live.
That's right. That's right. I love that. No truer words have been spoken. All right. One more thing, as I always ask all of my guests, what are you doing to live in this now? How are you living in this space that we're in? What is your how now?
Oh, man. And it's just so interesting that you talk about that. My word is now, because it's all about now. You know, the Bible says, now faith is, you know. So rather than going into tomorrow's going to be a better day, looking forward to tomorrow, no, I live in the moment. It's now. So that's what I practice, the power of now. You know what I'm saying? Because 10 minutes from now, that'll be now.
That's right.
You
That's
know what I'm
right.
saying? So you understand now. So my key and what I'm doing now is always the power of now, just living in the moment, not being tainted by my past and the experiences, the challenges, the drama that I had with my past. Being moved by my hurt, pain, and disappointment, some of the failures, not looking to the future because I'm not effectively dealing with my now, but to understand the only thing, the only time we have is now. So make good of that time, love now, share now, communicate now. Somebody cross your mind, call them. When someone crossed my mind, I said, they crossed my mind. It starts to energy in me. Call them,
Bye.
connect.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? Because it came to you for a reason. And when should you do it?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. There's nothing left to say. You said it all. Again, thanks so much for being with me. The real deal, Dr. The Real Deal Love. Again, you're always welcome back. It was truly a pleasure having you here. And like I said, door is always open. You have a space right here at the table, always, always.
Thank you,
So
Miss
peace
Kim.
and
You are family.
blessings.
You are
Oh,
family. Thank you so much.
yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, y'all. And that will do it for this edition of the How Now podcast, where we talk about how to live in the now. And until we see you the next time, I say peace.